What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Bob, with Ben Johnson taking the job with the Chicago Bears, just technically hadn't signed anything yet. Kind of break it down from your point of view of it's going to come down to one of these two guys. Mike McCarthy, former Dallas Cowboy head coach, and Aaron Glenn, who is going to interview with the Jets officially tomorrow. Looks as though the Saints will try to get him in afterwards. But I think the Jets will try to seal that deal and try to get him to sign tomorrow and get that commitment from Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn's going to have his choice here. But break down from your point of view, Aaron Glenn and Mike McCarthy.
Well, I'll look at Aaron Glenn. He knows what the hell he's doing, and the players can relate to him. You know, he finished his career with the Saints, but that's where he put his hay in the barn, playing for the New York Jets as a player. Now, like I said, the players respect him. The only thing I think most fans in Houdat Nation, they want to go more on the offensive side of the ball. I don't know, you know, in this day and age, 21st century in the 2020s, we like more, I guess, offensive coaches than defensive coaches. The bottom line, if you win, you might say, well, Bobby, just signed an outstanding leader of men. It could be a defensive coordinator as the head coach if you got the right offensive coordinator running your offense. But I just look at Aaron Glenn's defenses. You know, they finished near the bottom of the NFL in total defense. This is not an opinion. Now, you might say, well, they've dealt with injuries. Yes, I know that and all that. But Aaron Glenn's defenses have ranked 29th, dead last, 32nd, 19th, and then scoring defenses, they've been one before last, 31st, 28th, and 23rd defensively. Now, in 2024, I think it was an outstanding job what he did. He navigated the injuries in some of his best players to lead the NFL's number seven scoring defense. So, yeah, look to Aaron Glenn. I know the players respond to him. But that is that enough what we need? Aaron Glenn, look at Dennis Allen. Look at Vic Fangio. He's an outstanding defensive coordinator. Then worked with Miami and he worked with, you know, with the Philadelphia Eagles. I look at, you know, like Dennis Allen. My understanding, he might be the defensive coordinator now with the Chicago Bears. I'm telling you, it's going to work out. That doesn't mean you could be a head coach. And I think Aaron Glenn is an outstanding leader of men, but I want more security as far as who's going to be my head coach. Now, the one thing about Aaron Glenn, you look at his background, like a long history with the Saints organization, both as a player in 2008, Sean Payton was the head coach, then an assistant coach from 2016 to 20, and now, like I said, he's in his fourth season as a Lions coordinator. And I talked about the scoring defense, where they finished. So what have you done for me lately? That goes a long way far, you know, Aaron Glenn, where he's at. You might say, well, how do you feel firsthand, whether it be a player or a head coach evaluating a particular coach? All I know, Dan Campbell, we all respect him. And he says about Aaron Glenn, he's as good as a coach as you could find. He's even a better human being. Houdat Nation don't care if you're a better human being. You just got to win. If nobody wants it, I'll take him to run the Lions defense again. I can tell you that right now. But the thought of going through another cycle, if he's not somebody's head coach, that is ridiculous. That is Dan Campbell. Now on to Mike McCarthy. I might be a little late. I got another minute on this. I'm looking at Mike McCarthy. I look at the skins on the wall. Mike McCarthy has won a Super Bowl. They don't give you that. You have to earn it. As the Green Bay head coach, if you look at that, winning a Super Bowl, and then he's now, you look at his Cowboy teams and with the Packers and all that, in five seasons, 84-49. You know, even though that's only 1-3 mark in the playoffs, McCarthy has ties to New Orleans, obviously having spent five seasons as the Saints offensive coordinator from 2000 to 2004. And then you look at a testimonial, and I respect Dak Prescott. This is what he says about Mike McCarthy. I believe in him wholeheartedly. The guy's won a Super Bowl. There's not many guys or coaches who have done that. To have him, to have won one, that could do it from experience. I know how valuable he's been for me, developing me as a quarterback. I'm going to leave you with this as we go into break. If I look at short-term and potential long-term, and if I look at Derek Carr being the quarterback, I think that Coach McCarthy brings a lot more stability. Mike McCarthy brings a lot more stability for us to win or have a chance next season and even the next couple of seasons. So that's why right now I would go with Mike McCarthy over an Aaron Glenn, simply because he's been there and done that. But you might say, well, Abraham, you're an old dude. You're just for the old cats and all that. No. I'm looking at an offensive coach versus a defensive coach. I think Mike McCarthy, wherever he ends up, because supply and demand, not enough players, not enough quarterbacks, not enough coaches, Mike McCarthy will win. I think he can win with the Saints. What does it mean, will win? I don't know. To get to double-digit wins, can we be like Tampa Bay, get to 10 wins, be 10-7? Doesn't mean you're winning anything, but at least you're in the hunt. That's what I think Mike McCarthy can bring to the table.